Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, open mic, inner sight, round the world, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And you know, the more you think about it, the more you miss Joe, especially if you knew him and what he stood for and how he brought things to life with his thoughts and ideas. You know, I'll never forget how Joe took the reins at the service dog wedding. We married two service dogs to show that disabled people could train their own dogs and that the agencies should be helping that to happen. Yeah, Joe did a great job on that. For those of you who out there who may remember, some of you local people, right here on Long Island, and my buddy Sal who donated the food and you know, we thank all those people. Mr. Kennedy was there, Kennedy Realty. We thank them very, very much. Suffolk Bus helped, of course. A great, great event and revelation. And it even made the newspapers. All right, inner sight, around the world, open mic. You can talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, CD player, whatever it is, your audio that you have in the background so we can get a better reception if you call in. And please try to avoid a speakerphone. That doesn't help reception on these airwaves. All right, inner sight. Brought to you by the Big East, thekeytorescue.org. Their number is 609-388-7004. You can adopt Nikita. That's a great way to show your love to an animal. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help for inner sight. And Tom's River, New Jersey. That's where they're located. Check out the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Regards to the whole Akita family over there. Inner sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them, protect them, cherish them. We need a lot more of that to happen. And of course, we remember a lot of the youngsters, including Corey, little Tommy, Avante. And now, in our memory, Ollie Campbell, the young kid who passed away about a week ago now. All right, round the world, inner sight. Some of our friends, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters, the .com. We remember our friends. And if you need a good lawyer, by the way, if you feel like you're being discriminated against, check in with James Bahamonde at 516-783-9662 and tell him what it is, and he'll advise you whether or not you have a case. The law can be very tricky and sometimes very cold, too. All right, inner sight on the open mic. And let's see, who else we got? Kennedy Realty, back in business, back in the office, Mr. Kennedy Realty, at 631-888-1186. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Check out Mr. Kennedy Realty. Good friend to Innersight. Yeah, around the world. Intersight, we have 96,000, I believe, 96,000, over 96,000 people that have heard this program. So that's pretty cool. And it's always growing. You know, that number is forever going up. All right. By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. You can talk about whatever you want, because a lot of people call in and talk about what's on their mind or what is currently what they're having to deal with currently. So if you hear a lot of repetitive comments, that's the reason why, you know. I mean, how many people would be doing the same thing if their lives were turned upside down and no law to protect you and the money being there to help you and you can't get possession of it? You know, it's a very frustrating system that we have to deal with. So bear that in mind. And one of the things we want to do, and we put it up on the Facebook, is get the taxes reduced that people have to pay for these programs for the disabled. Because I'll tell you something, these programs don't work. You know, they're all one-sided. They're all set up to give you a hard time and to keep you in a certain status. You know, you're not allowed to move forward and improve your life without some consequence or some kind of punishment from the system. And people who pay taxes are supporting that system. Because most of them don't know that there's no justice, and in many cases, not even there's no law to protect you. So that's one of the things we want to do through Inner Sight, is reduce the taxes, get the agencies to start raising the money and help people who are disabled. That's what they should. That should be their main function. Help a disabled person have a full life. And to have a full life in this world, you gotta have the basics. If you have to go out every day and fight for the basics, that's stopping you from having a full life. Because you're too occupied trying to get the simple little things. So, you know, it's really ironic. I was in a store today. A friend of mine was helping me do some grocery shopping. And now, because of this virus business, there's all new signs up there that guys like me can't read. You know? I mean, okay, some people say you have what they call a smartphone. You know, it may read certain things. But why should we have to pay for the to read things when everybody else doesn't have to pay to read them? See, that's the thing that bothers me. And what if the phone breaks down or you forget it? You know, and you have a lot of trouble using it. You know, by the time you manipulate that phone, you're trying to cross the street, let's say. That could be very dangerous. In the meantime, the light changes, or the cycle of the light is about to change, you know. That phone could be very, very dangerous to especially when you're visually impaired. You're trying to figure out what's going on around you, and the noise level is very high, as it usually is in this country now. You got all these industrial trucks and things going on, and these machines tearing up the lawn and all that. That's very dangerous to stand there and try to manipulate a phone and figure out what the phone is telling you. It'd be much safer if you could read the sign, read the light, and you're standing there and just push the button, and when you know it's safe to cross, go about your business. That's the way safety is set up. Why isn't it set up that way for everybody? Why do we have to fight and argue with these people and walk through life without a law to protect us? All right, in a site around the world, open mic, 213-816-1650. We're hoping to have our engineer in here soon. We can get some, maybe a couple of callers. But let's see, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, or medical. Got the medical for you, for your animal. Give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. Real good guy. He's helped me many a times, and he's helped other people that we know. So give him a call. Long Island Connection, helping people. You can go to their Facebook. They're always trying to help people. All right? So check out the Long Island Connection. All right, around the world. Let's see. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about don't hate the people. Hate what they do. You know, there's too many haters in this world. People hate people when they should be hating their actions, what they do.
That's right.
It's a big difference. But we'll talk about that tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, Thursday night we're going to talk about everyone who wants a job.
Yes, you get one.
Who's disabled should have one.
No, I thought we had a different show.
All right.
We had a different show.
Thursday night. What?
We had a different show. We had a different show, and I put it up there already.
Thursday night?
Yes, sir.
Where you got up there?
Okay, hang on. Let me get to what we have. Give me a second.
We're going to talk about jobs.
No, I don't think so.
Especially now, because so many people have lost their jobs. See now.
Oh, you did. You wrote said that. Okay. All right.
We talk about.
I just didn't think of it. Okay. Don't mind me.
Every
disabled person should have a job. You're right. Okay.
Here's another. Here's an observation. Due to this virus, thousands and thousands, maybe millions, have lost their job. Right?
India. Yes, they did.
Now, if the people who lost their job didn't have their, you know, if they're working, they didn't have their disability money.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be in bad shape now.
Oh, yes, they would.
See? That's why that money shouldn't be touched. It's a protection. It should be as a protection for people. Because, well, we're going to talk about it tomorrow night, but I'll just make the one point. When you're disabled,
right.
You have a job. You go to work. You may be able to work for a week and then get ill.
That's right.
And you can't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now
right.
You don't have your disability. You lost the job.
Right.
You know? And you're in trouble. That's why
well,
that disability money. What?
Here's what they have, which is so stupid. It's a limited amount of trial work period. I don't think trial work period should be a limited amount. Okay, and that's the problem. Trial work period, there are people like myself who have a condition that is unknown, okay? And they have, through no choice of their own, which is no choice of myself, believe me. I would rather have health, believe me. I would rather have health. Okay, through no choice of my own, I cannot, you know, sometimes maintain my health condition. Okay, so what happens is like exactly what you said. One day I'm able to keep myself going and do very well, and then the other day I'm not so good, and then the next day I'm very well.
Yeah, that's
so
why you should be able to keep
difficult.
Your disability.
That's correct, yes.
You know, that money should be yours for as long as you're disabled as a protective mechanism. Because the government owes us protection.
But
that's our reason.
I'm going to say something, okay? I believe if everybody has their full access from home and from work, okay, it wouldn't be a problem to do work, period. Okay, that's just my belief. Okay, other people don't want to do it that way. You should do it based on the person's
disability. Well, there's no full accessibility when you're disabled.
No, there isn't.
We all know that.
It needs to be that. It needs to be based on the person and how they feel in the job and how comfortable they feel and how they feel, not how the people in the organization feels that's evaluating you. No, how the person feels in the position is very important because that person needs to be comfortable, not the person who's evaluating you. That's very important, and they don't see it that way. They don't. They really don't.
Well,
and that needs to be
a lot of those people are haters.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. I believe
a
that.
Lot of
that's
people
so true.
Also need to know. They don't know what they're capable of. Okay? They need to feel that they're capable of more than what they are capable. Okay? And these people don't do that. They don't give them hope. They don't give them anything. They really don't. Which is horrible. I mean, if you ask me.
The disability money that they give a person,
mm-hmm.
they count it, here's the wrong, they count it as income.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
should
be.
Nothing to do with income.
With
it
income.
Should have to do
right.
is the
with
person
disability.
Disabled.
That's right.
That's the problem, see. That's
that
what they did
the
to
problem.
Us.
That's right. If you're disabled, you get it, period.
And isn't it ironic that mm-hmm. none of these groups have ever made that point?
That's right. It should
I never
be,
heard any
okay,
of them make that point.
I'm going to make this point, and it should be just like this point. If you, okay, are disabled, which is what we're pointing out, okay, and you need disability, you should be able to get it. Okay, we said that. Okay, now, here's the clincher. You should get it without any circumstance, okay? And that by meaning that, I mean you should be getting it similar to the Meals on Wheels program. Now, that Meals on Wheels program, if you are rich, you still get it. You know why? it's not based on income. Okay, it's based on access
to food. It shouldn't be based on income.
Right. It's based on your ability to have access to food, your ability to cook the food, your ability to do it, your ability to get to the food. It's not based on income. And that's the way your disability should be. It should be your ability to get these benefits, not anything in regard to income, not a cent towards income, and they're not doing it that way. Okay, that's what
right.
it should be.
They look to take it away. They look to decrease it. They look to
any which way
investigate
yeah.
investigate people who.
Oh yeah.
Who may be trying to make a few extra dollars, who have that small check. You know?
Oh, goodness, it's crazy. I mean,
what are they
going to
take from somebody that doesn't have it?
Yeah, and they're taking it.
Oh.
I don't have to say, they're taking it. Every month.
All right, in a sight.
B50.
Open mic, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hang on, let me look. 1 second.
Don't forget Friday night we got the funnies.
Yeah.
Come around Friday night.
Yeah. Hold on.
You never know what we're gonna say, but it'll be stupid or funny.
That's very true.
Maybe both.
Right, Frank? Maybe both. That's right. Hold on, it's taking a while to come up.
All right, what's happening with the phones? Anything?
Hold on, it's taking a while to come up. Hold on. Sorry.
Inside, I hear that Mr. Trump wants to open up the schools in the fall.
He did. Yeah.
He wants the governors to cooperate.
Yeah, he does.
Well, along those lines, I think what they should do is they should require every child coming in to have a drop of oil of oregano and wash it down with water.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Add the protection against virus.
Mm-hmm. They won't do that. You think they'll do that?
Well, they should. No, I don't think they will.
They,
but they should.
But they
should have a protective solution.
What they should do is consult all natural and holistic and all different types of medicine, all different types. And get them
involved
on a regular
basis. Excuse me, with the schools, all they need is a doctor who believes in that.
Yeah.
You know? And will endorse it.
Right.
See, the problem is, doctors are afraid to endorse that.
Yeah, I know.
They'll run them out of town on a rail.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
That's the thing, and there's no money in it.
Well, there could be if they do it the right way, but they're not even investigating it the right way. Now, I'll tell you something. Remember that doctor that I told you, right, that has that special diet? Now, food, you would think, it has no money in it, but she's really doing something interesting, I got to say. She's selling it as a protocol, okay, and selling it that you need her advice to put together this protocol. And she's doing it the right way, okay? And you need this advice to, get better. And I don't blame her in that sense.
Well,
you
should be able
to
go to any doctor and get that.
True.
That's
but
just one person.
No, I'm just
That's
saying she has a seminar right now that she's giving for free, okay? Free. You don't have to go to anything. So you just go online and get it for free. But if you're visually disabled, now, you know, you'd probably have to, you know, find a way of getting it other than that. And that's a little, you know, I'd have to, you know, see if I can, you know, see it, you know, better. But
that's what they ought to do in the
school. I'm going to figure that out. What?
That's what they ought to do in the school. Have a protective formula.
Yeah.
You know, and clear with the parents.
Yeah.
And give each child a little sample of it as they come in the door.
Yeah, but what this is, it's against autoimmunity in general. And what it does is it prevents you in the future from having problems, which I think is what you need, period. That's what you need.
Well, a person has to be diagnosed and checked, and it has to be determined that this is what they need. You don't just go and and dream something up, you know what I mean?
I have it.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You got to make sure.
And she's a doctor. That's the good part. She's a doctor.
What's going on?
Yeah, she's a doctor. She's an actual doctor, you know?
Yeah, but not everybody can go to her. Where's she located?
She has offices throughout the nation, and what she does is that she has people go to these offices.
Wait a minute. You mean she has other doctors that are working with her?
That's correct.
Well, that's what I said a minute ago. That people should be able to go to any doctor and find out if they're eligible, if they need this service.
Yeah,
so
there's one in New York.
She's hooking up with other doctors.
That do what her certain type of protocol. She's through John
and working,
Hopkins and do
together.
Her with her. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
certain
then that's
doctors.
What you got to go to one of those doctors and be examined and all that, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that's
all
the
right,
way
to go. Inside. Anybody on the line?
Yes, Maureen, waiting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Let's take a phone call. Open mic live, Inner Sight.
Oh, okay. Here she comes.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you tonight?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it's just getting worse and worse. Just listening to my mom, she's getting more and more. They tell me she's calling out for me all the time, and she's just getting more looking for me and all. She wants me to be there. So it's just absolutely heartbreaking. Of course. And there's not mention about...
Can you do this and go to the lobby and at least see her through the, you know, lobby
door?
They
were supposed to have the family council meeting on the 30th, but it was postponed till the 9th. So that's this Thursday. So the nurse last night who was telling me about, you know, she said she misses you so. I said, I miss her so, too.
Right.
I mean, I can actually see how people die of heartbreak. I honestly can.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, the nurse last night said, you know, she thinks maybe in a couple weeks they might bring the, you know, residents down to... But Michelle from Helping Hands before, because I said you don't even hear like what phase they're opening, nothing. They're so insignificant, nursing home people and their families, so totally insignificant that, you know, they're not ever mentioned. So she was looking up the AARP website and it said some things, and I don't know if this was for New York State or in general. They have to be 28 days COVID-free. They have to have the right... you know, testing for the residents and for the staff. They have to have the proper protocol, you know, for wearing the, you know, all the supplies that they need and so on and so forth. But he's going to get a move on this governor, you know, really.
Because
what happened was, if you all want an insight, look into Common Cause and a couple of other government things. they gave him at the beginning of this nightmare, which he's added to, they gave him total carte blanche to do what he wants with the whole state. And that's why he and the mayor are always at odds, because the mayor used to have the say in when schools would open or close and blah, blah, blah. But now he, the governor, has taken over and become the dictator of the entire state. So that's why those two are always at odds with things opening and things closing and things, you know. And that makes a lot of sense now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So these groups, these government groups are trying to take the power away from him solely, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they should open the schools. The kids are together in the parks anyway, playing and everything. So why not open the schools?
They are.
You mentioned the AARP. What did they do?
Now, Michelle, you know, from Helping Hands, looked it up on the website about when the nursing homes might open. So it was the AARP website that told all that they have to be 28 days COVID-free in the facility. They have to have the testing, the proper testing for the residents and the staff. They have to make sure they have, you know, the supplies that they need. The residents and the family members will have to wear a face mask. There's more
or
less things
they
like
didn't
that,
say when they're
going
to open, let people in, right?
No,
it didn't say.
I had them on my show a couple of years ago. And the guy was very, very dead. The only word I can use, you know. And at the time, there was a big issue with the accessible pedestrian signals. And I asked him, "Stop making that noise in the phone." Hello.
Sorry.
I asked him if he would endorse and help us get these lights put up, because they deal with people who are seniors who are also, many of them, disabled,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And he said straight out on worldwide television, "Oh, we can't do that." I said, "What do you mean? Why not? Don't you want people to be safe?"
Right.
You know what it is? They get money from the state and the federal government.
They don't want to go against them.
And they're not going to criticize the state.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So the money is more important than the people's lives.
That's
true.
Absolutely.
That's in their eyes, yes.
Where AARP is.
That's the bottom line. That's
the
bottom line, you know.
Yeah. It's so sad, really, what goes on. It really is so very sad, you know. Because she's really getting, well, I tell you, the last 2 or 3 weeks have been unbearable for me, too. I feel like I'm going to, if it doesn't end soon, I'm climbing the walls, you know? Really, I mean,
yeah,
it's just gone on too. The heat doesn't help. The damn heat doesn't help. And I just miss her so. They say she just asks about, calls for me. She's constantly. So at least we get to talk pretty much every day now. So maybe they're doing it for that fact, you know? The nurse last night loved that we're mother, daughter, sisters, and best friends. She loved that saying. That with all those things, you know. But I mean, this is, how can we live in a free country called America and not be allowed to be with our loved ones for more than 4 months? It'll be more than 4 months by the time this is over that we can go see. That is, if it doesn't come back again. How can this go on here?
It's already
everybody,
back again.
I'm sorry. What's
it's already name? Back. It's already back again, I feel.
Well, it never actually left. It never actually left. You know what I mean? They didn't do things the right way. It didn't leave. But, and I don't, I'm beginning to think some of it's a lot of poppycock anyway, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I've had my eyes open the last few months to a lot of things, and believe me, I have turned my way of thinking around. You know how they say 160, a complete turnaround? That used to be 360. It used to be 360 in math.
That would be right back to the same position where you were at.
Exactly.
180 is
right.
Turn around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That would be a complete turnaround.
Well,
why
don't you try a different approach? You know, why don't you say to them, "Look, I want my mother brought downstairs outside. Mm-hmm. I want to visit her.
Right.
You know, and give mm-hmm. them a time and a date, you know, and make an arrangement
mm-hmm.
and see if they'll do it.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's what you should do.
Yeah,
and then when they don't
busy.
Do it, then you might have a new story. They won't let
and
me see my mom.
Also, you might want to, does she have any kind of some sort of thing where she needs to go to? I'm not saying like a doctor's visit or anything. You don't want to have to go to a doctor's visit to just see your mom. But what I'm saying, does she have some sort of visit that she has to go to? Meaning like go somewhere. Bring her somewhere.
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
No. But you just want to see her. Forget about business.
That's
You want to make sure she's all right. You want to see her.
Right.
You could actually go somewhere with your mom.
Even the nurse last night said, see if they can do a FaceTime, and at least she can get to see you and know that I'm okay, you know.
On a regular,
I could see her
on a regular basis, yeah.
That's what you should
see,
do.
See, I don't have
Try a different way.
I don't have the device for that, so I'd have to go to somebody, you know, I'd have to go to Alice maybe or somebody's house and set it up because I don't have the device for the FaceTime, you know. That's another thing. I only have a flip phone, you know. So I don't have that either. So that's why we haven't been able to see each other all these months. You know, other people do the FaceTime, but I can't do it, you know.
Right.
They should bring her outside. People are allowed to go outside. People are sitting outside with restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
You know,
they have no excuse
to me,
not to bring
her
really
out. They really don't. Yeah, it really seems to me that they don't care about the elderly. They really don't care. They truly don't. They don't care if they live, die, if they get emotionally, you know, upset. They really don't care.
They don't.
That's how I feel.
That's true.
They really have written them off. They don't care about them. You never even hear, they'll be opening, possibly whatever. They're not even mentioned, but tanning salons and tattoo parlors and piercing. Who the heck at this time would go to any of those
salons,
things?
Nail salons, everything.
Nail
salons, like,
yeah,
I don't care about my looks at the moment. I'm worried about my own mom.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
I do, you know, care about them, but my mom is first right about
That's
now.
That's right.
You know? I mean, I want you to take care of my mom first, and then we'll talk about the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, they may have a right, according to the disease control people, to keep people out, but they don't have a right to stop you from seeing your loved one.
Your loved one, no.
That's right.
Let them bring her
yesterday?
Out.
That's
right. There was a 33-page report yesterday. Oh, it came in on the workers. It came in on the workers, and it came in on the relatives, and I forget what else it came in on. But nothing was mentioned that it came in on all the sick patients with the deadly virus that he put in the nursing homes from the hospital. Nothing was mentioned that it came in on them. He is so totally disgusting, that governor. You know? He truly is beyond disgusting. There's no word to mention what he is, you know? Yeah, that wasn't
mentioned.
You got
to find
a
way. Excuse me. You got to find a way to make an issue out of this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best way, because then when they don't let you see her, we can call the news media and say, you know, and say, look, I'm trying to find an apartment so I can get my mother out of there. They won't even let me see her and talk with her in person. I don't want to go in. I want them to bring her out.
That's
what you should do.
Yeah.
Thursday, we're supposed to have the next family council meeting. They're supposed to call me and let me know what it says. So I'll see what happens Thursday, and then if not, then I'm going to say, you know, I have to get to see her because emotionally, even I talked to a nurse the other day that somebody gave me a home care thing, and she said this is not good for their emotional, you know, state of mind.
Right.
And it isn't.
Of course it's not
she
good.
Sits there in either her bed or her wheelchair. The other person I don't think talks much. Oh, this is another thing. It's in the 90s, right? No air conditioner on because that a-hole governor.
She can't breathe that,
that it
well.
It comes through the air conditioning, which that's not been even proven yet. So the girl doing the phone call today put it on for her. I called and asked if it was okay, and they said yes. How can she's going to roast to death in this 90-degree weather with no air. You know?
What did he say? The virus comes through the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he's not opening the malls and things and the gyms, because he said
well,
that's
how
it
passes
around.
Well, does it come through the window,
too? I'm sorry?
The air.
What did you say, Frank?
Coming from outside. I said,
doesn't
it also
come
through the window?
Well, when this first started, her windows don't open in her building. They're bolted shut.
Yeah,
because we had this discussion earlier in the year when it was hot a couple days. They don't open because somebody tried to kill themselves once. So they're bolted shut. So you can't even open the window and get a little
air
in.
Come on, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got to be at home where you can open a window, turn on an air conditioner or a fan or whatever. This is just ridiculous. It's 90-something degrees. And 96 it went to yesterday, and they have it hot as hell.
Do you know that I would have been the loudest mouth there?
Oh, that doesn't mean a damn thing. You got to go there. You got to call them and tell them, I want to see my mother.
That's right.
I'm making arrangements, you know, and I have to talk to her. I want to see her in person.
Yeah, I've told them already
I'm
working on getting her out. I've told them already I'm working on getting her out. They know that.
Yeah, and when they don't let you see her, you know, we'll try to get a news story on it.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't stop
I mean, this
you
is just ridiculous.
No, I know.
Ridiculous. You know?
So see what happens, and I wouldn't wait too long, because these people are going to drag you. They're going to string you along forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the nurse last night said you were here every day. I saw you come with your cooler and everything. So.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm not somebody that, you know, went once a year or every 10 years.
No, you were every day.
I was there every day for 15 hours.
Right.
You know? Not to mention the rest of our lives when we were together 24/7, you know? This is just really cruel and inhumane. Truly.
Right.
You know? It really
anyway,
is.
Anyway, think about that and let's do it.
Yeah,
we got to lose.
Nice.
You know
exactly.
What I want to do, Frank? I want to get Rosie into an apartment, but I don't even know where to even put her, because I know I'm going to need 2 aides. That's what they told me. I don't know if that's true or not.
I wouldn't believe anything they say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, inner sight, Maureen, anything else?
Oh, that's enough. That's more than enough, actually. I just
that's
can't wait for this whole thing to be over. I just can't.
I can't wait for everything to be over, but yeah.
Don't forget that idea. You got to go there and demand to see her.
No, she means in a way that she can't wait till the COVID is over. I know what she meant.
No,
we
can't wait for that, because
yeah.
Who, you know, I'm even suspicious of this testing stuff, because say you test it on Monday, you don't have it, you get it on Wednesday. Then how often are you going to have to test? You have to go be tested all the time? I don't understand any of this whole thing, you know? I really don't. You know, it's kind of a little bizarre to me how this works and how they can keep track. And are you going to have to go every day to see? And I don't know. It just makes kind of no sense to me, some of it, you know?
Yeah. I think they touched
anyway, we're gonna move along.
Okay.
With
okay,
the open mic. And you know, think about what I said, and don't forget that we'll be behind you on it.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Gotta
take
actually,
some action.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Thursday.
Right.
I see if they say they're gonna open, and then that's it. I'm, you know.
Well,
but
yeah,
she's,
definitely.
She's crying. I mean, she's crying
I'll
now.
See what they
I
say,
to.
But I wouldn't wait. If you don't get an answer by the end of the week, you know, I wouldn't give them any
more
time.
Definitely,
Thursday is the meeting. I'll see what they say, and then I'll take it from there on Friday.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, take care.
You guys too.
Hang in there, okay?
I know. You
all
too.
Right.
You too, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
In a sight around the world, and from Fox News, I heard that Mr. Trump sent in his official resignation to the UN for the World Health Organization.
Organization, yeah.
And I'm behind him. I'm glad he did that, because it's a
I
worthless.
I don't think they did a good job. No.
Organization.
Honestly.
You know.
May I say Louis waiting in queue?
Yeah. So you know, this World Health Organization has caused a lot of this.
Oh yeah.
They were supposed to help it. They were supposed to protect us. You know, they're part of the UN.
Yeah.
You know. And you want to know about the UN and the disabled? I'll tell you about that.
Oh,
I called well over a year ago now to report what's going on in Australia. If you're blind, and you know, they'll destroy your guide dog if you don't give it up, you know.
My
son of a bitch didn't even call me back. They're a bunch of haters.
Oh, yeah.
They hate the disabled, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that's all about. So the UN is no place. I mean, how has the UN protected us from this virus? You know, the holistic doctors have protected us more by at least giving out information.
Right.
How you can protect yourself.
Right, I agree.
So there it is, you know, and I'm glad Mr. Trump broke off from that organization, because
but,
it doesn't
you know,
mean anything.
I don't completely. There's certain things that Trump, you know, didn't do well, and there's certain things that Trump did well. So there's certain things that
like everybody
I'm,
else.
I'm really. I'm sorry.
Like everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, you know, I'm on the fence. I'll be honest. With them.
Anyway, what'd you say? Lou is on the line?
Yes, he is.
No. All right.
Seriously, he is.
Let's hear what Louie has to say. Open mic.
All right, hang on.
In a sight.
Let me get back to him. I was
Louie on the line.
On our show. Hold on.
Oh, I know. He can promote Friday's show.
Yes, that's why he does it. Hold on, here he is. Okay, here he comes. Hey, Louie.
Hello.
Yeah. You know
Hello,
what day
Suzanne.
It is?
Hi, Louie.
How are you?
Okay. What's up? How you doing?
Okay. How's your 4th of July? How you doing?
Could have been a little better. I had a funeral to go to. I wasn't so happy. But
yeah, what happened?
Oh, my husband's nana passed away, and she's like my nana, so it's really, you know, it's sad.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
She died on July 2nd, but we did all the funeral arrangements on July 4th. Yeah, she died before, but it seems like everybody who's real close to me or who has been involved with me seems to have died or died close to July 4th. My father died July 9th, and my sister died July 4th, and now my husband's nana, you know, passed on, you know, the 2nd. So it's, like, very bizarre. You know, I don't know why it happens that day. For me to remember, I suppose, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Frank Perino.
Yo, hey, you know what day it is today?
It must have been the wrong day. I thought it was Friday's Frolics. Today is Tuesday open microphone.
Open mic.
Open
now,
microphone. There you go.
Tell everybody about Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll get to that part. I was listening to Tito Puente music.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
That's good.
Going back to the 40s and 50s, Palladium era.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I liked the Palladium, though. It was cool.
It was on 53rd and Broadway.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It closed down.
Then they moved it down to 14th Street, didn't they?
That's no more. 1966,
yeah,
they wrapped up the Palladium Ballroom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, there's still
my
Palladium in London.
My family was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was another. The first Palladium, wasn't it, right?
Hey Frank, I wish I could dance to Tito Puente. I got to practice the steps before I play Tito Puente, you know?
Mm.
Well, listen, Louie, tell the world about Friday. What's going on Friday on Insight?
Okay, hold on. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Louie Rivera, Love Jobs talking. Stay tuned on Friday at 8 to 9 for the show called Frank Perino's Follies. 8 to 9 on Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio. And you press the button. We're now in the host queue. And stay tuned on Friday. I'll be listening to it. I want to do Red Skelton. I want to do Love Drops. I want to do Pat Cooper. I want to do the voice of Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. And I want to do the voice of Buffy Casalvo.
And
oh,
then
Buffy
you turned
too,
into a St. Bernard.
That's
exactly
right. What I was thinking.
All right.
Hey, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm a Fox on Inner Sight.
Yeah. And what's
and, I got a tickle. I got a feather in my hand on the follicle. I'm gonna save that for Friday. Use a feather that go coochie 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 coochie.
I do. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Hey, why is
that?
A dog? Why is a dog called a Saint Bernard, Louis?
I never heard of Saint Bernard. I never heard of it.
Really? Look
you never
it
heard
up.
Of Saint
it's
Bernard?
Cool.
Yeah,
what
is?
Those lives. They do.
Yeah, St. Bernard, because it's Bernie's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the dog. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it
dog,
is.
Dog, yeah.
Yeah, look it up.
Hey,
it's a cool dog.
Yeah, he'll bite me.
No, he won't. He's a good dog. He really is.
I got to watch out. I got a black dog.
Most dog. You gotta be good to a dog. You know, and relax.
Yeah, black
dog.
I got a black dog.
You do? See? Then why are you all upset about a dog? You
have
a dog.
No, I don't. No, no. That dog can go rawr.
No, he won't.
he's trying to bite my shoe. I told him, get off of there, dog.
Spanish dog.
My dog got sharp teeth.
You got to train the dog, Louie. So
sure.
They don't fight. Okay.
Yeah, let me give a dog paw.
You know how to do that with the dog?
You sit and then give me paw.
Oh, there you go. So you know how to train a dog.
She
sure.
doesn't know how to train a dog.
Oh. Well, you said give me paw.
Dog will train him.
That's what I think, but that's okay.
Hey, Frank,
said,
I got
paw,
the tickle. I got
dog,
the feather for coochie, coochie, coochie.
Gucci,
Gucci. Bring the feather around Friday night.
Gucci, Gucci. Okay, we'll hear
all right.
I use that for the feet.
I don't use it for no feet.
make you laugh. Tie a knot near between your ankles. You go lay down and take a feather and go Gucci, 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 Gucci.
We'll have
maybe that's a good cure for the virus.
Yeah, right.
Not only that,
we'll
she's got a cracker funny
that.
Bone.
Laugh at that one. I'll see what Mr. Ferraro has to say about that. He might laugh. For real.
Yeah, I know. And
no,
I'll get Bobby Casalvo, you're next.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm going to have a fun don't get on Friday, 8 o'clock. Inner Sight Follicks with Frank Perino and Suzanne Friday night 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio. Right now and
you
know,
all
right.
My husband might be listening.
I'll be there.
And he might tune in and say hi. And say hi.
That's true.
Haley.
Yeah, you too.
He did
love
say
you,
hi
Suzanne.
To you once. You know, I love you too. You're a good person, Louie. You know that.
Okay.
All right, let me remind everyone. Hold it. Television. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, 1997.
Okay.
And Channel 3 on the Spirit.
God.
All right, we'll... Hey, Louie, we'll see you Friday. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we will. Thank you for
okay,
calling.
Okay, call you Friday. Stay
yes.
tuned.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And open mic, 213-816-1650. Got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, it's, as we would, for all you people out there who miss your loved one, who may be in a nursing home, you know,
right.
there's the idea. Forget about going into the nursing home. Because,
right.
they got all these stupid state rules now that are going to keep people out. But they cannot stop you from seeing your loved one. Bring the person out to visit.
Right.
You know, because
well,
people are going out. People are allowed out. People are sitting outside.
Right.
So I advise everybody to do that.
Mm-hmm. I was allowed to bring my mom to the doctor only. So that was allowed.
No,
to
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a visit. Forget about the doctors. Forget
I
about
understand.
The,
but imagine, I want to know. Well, here's what I want to know. I want to know if I could bring her to, like, say, a restaurant. Yeah, curiosity. Oh. Uh-huh. Can
well,
I?
You could, you know,
can I
you,
bring
you
her?
Have to, you have to make arrangements. They're probably going to say,
right?
Well, if you want to take her to a restaurant, you have to get her there yourself and all that. But just to come
right.
outside and visit with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You
know. Right.
People should have a right to
mm-hmm.
sit outside on a bench
right.
or whatever and spend some time
mm-hmm. right.
with their loved one.
Right.
You know, if you want to take her someplace,
yeah.
you have to arrange a transportation.
Transportation,
they're not going to do
yeah.
that.
Right. But I want to see what their answer is, if they want to sit outside, like you said. Just sit outside, and they must have some sort of something there. Everybody else is sitting outside. Why can't the elderly and the disabled sit out?
Well, yeah, you should insist upon it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ask them. I would tell them. I want to see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to visit
yeah.
her. I'm not asking to come into your facility. Bring her outside.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
And when it doesn't, when they refuse, you know, I would call the news
mm-hmm.
media and tell them they won't let me see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? You know?
Yep.
Well, they got something to hide.
Yeah. It's outside.
Anyway, that's
she's
what
wearing
we propose.
Mask.
And,
yeah.
We hope
mm-hmm.
People are hearing it, and we hope people will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll be
I'm
with you tomorrow
it.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. And this has been Open Mic. So tune in tomorrow night. We're going to talk about how people shouldn't hate people. They should hate what
oh,
they
yeah.
do and what they
what
stand
they do.
For.
Right.
It's a big difference. All right.
Yes, a very big difference.
Stop repeating everything I say.
Well, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize
Inner Sight.
It.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Program dedicated to the honor of Joe Arion. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Live. Thank all our listeners and all our friends. We appreciate it. And we need everybody to send a $1 to Intersight, all the 96,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Goodbye, world. Intersight, thank you.
Good night, everyone.